Depression first hit Cindy Johnson in the 90s. She was working an office job in Maine, married with a daughter in college, when she started to notice she was avoiding everything social, like grabbing lunch with friends.
Avoiding family, not feeling like doing anything, my usual activities. And finally, I would just get into these crying jags, and I called my doctor from my office one morning to see if there was anything that could help me.
There was an antidepressant called Paxil. It helped Johnson get back on her feet for 20 years. She started gardening, and after she and her husband retired, they traveled across the U.S. in an RV, landing in Hillsboro, Texas, not far from their daughter. Then, about a year ago, the anxiety came back.
Just the thought of going to look for flowers, which usually just I'd love to do. That's one of the things that I stopped having any interest in. Genealogy, family history, I just lost all my interest.
She wasn't sleeping, didn't want to leave the house, and Johnson's husband got worried. That's when she started the drug merry-go-round.
We switched from Paxil to another one. One was Seroquel, Lexapro. Of course, with the Paxil, he also had tried going up dosages.
None of the meds worked. And after months of trying new combinations, her old doctor threw up his hands.
That was when he said, "I'm sorry, I don't know what else to do to help you. This is as far as I can go."
It's that guessing game that Dr. Madhukar Trivedi wants to eliminate. The UT Southwestern psychiatry professor says there are more than 30 antidepressants on the market.
Fluoxetine or Prozac, escitalopram or Lexapro, or Effexor.
For doctors, it's largely a guessing game as to which drug will help which person, and each one can take months to kick in. That means someone who's tried three drugs has spent a year without relief.
Remember, one of the biggest symptoms of the disease is discouragement, self-doubt, feeling down. And if you take 3, 4, 5, 6 months to get them to the right treatment, they lose hope.
Trivedi says this long wait time is unacceptable. Depressed patients often aren't able to work. They can lose their jobs, friends. And worse, he says, thousands every year take their own lives. So Trivedi is running a national study to make matching drugs with patients less like pin the tail on the donkey and more like battleship.
So what I would like to develop an array of biomarkers, biological tests, as well as clinical tests that can be given to a patient to decipher what is the best first or the second or the third treatment for this particular patient.
The doctor would use something like a blood test and a brain scan to determine how someone might respond to various drugs. This strategy is already being used to treat cancer, AIDS, and heart disease.
In depression, we really have begun to understand the brain function much better. It is now time to put it to test.
As for Cindy Johnson, things are looking up, thanks to an experimental drug called ketamine.
I've found out what it's like to feel good again, that it's possible to feel good again. And I slowly started getting back into my cooking. My sleep is getting better. So it's nice to know that there is a treatment that can help. There is hope.
Johnson does worry the effect could wear off, that she might have to start the search all over again. In the meantime, she's planted zinnias and columbine in her front yard. She says the bright orange and yellow flowers make her smile and remind her not to give up. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.